is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 1st of October, 2015. It was on this date, 1971, the first computed tomography scan was performed at a hospital in London, known as a CT scan, sometimes a CAT scan, for computed axial tomography, which produces images of cross-section slices of human tissue, making it possible for doctors to examine the soft tissues of the body, which are hard to see with a traditional X-ray. It's the birthday of Tim O'Brien, born Austin, Minnesota, 1946, went to McAllister College in St. Paul, graduated in 1968, and that summer he was served with a draft notice for the Army to go into the war in Vietnam. He was opposed to the war. He had taken part in protests, and before he had to report, he spent some time in northern Minnesota, up near the Canadian border, thinking about dodging the draft. He said, "My conscience kept telling me not to go to Vietnam, but my whole upbringing told me that I had to." He served in the 23rd Infantry Division. A platoon from that division had carried out the My Lai massacre just before he arrived in Vietnam. He did not find out about that until later. Came back home, went to graduate school at Harvard, went to work at the Washington Post, wrote a memoir in 1973, a novel called Northern Lights, 1975, about two brothers, one of whom went to Vietnam, the other one did not. And his most famous book came out in 1990, The Things They Carried, in which he wrote, "War is hell, but that's not the half of it, because war is mystery and terror and adventure and courage and discovery and holiness and pity and despair and longing and love. War is nasty, war is fun, war is thrilling, war is drudgery, war makes you a man, war makes you dead." From The Things They Carried by Tim O'Brien. Here's a poem for today by Stephen Dobbins, No Map. How close the clouds press this October 1st, and the rain a gray scarf across the sky. In separate hospitals, my father and a dear friend lie waiting for their respective operations, hours on a table as surgeons crack their chests. They were so brave when I talked to them last, as they spoke of the good times we would share in the future. To neither did I say how much I loved them, nor express the extent of my fear. Their bodies are delicate glass boxes at which the world begins to fling its stones. Is this the day their long cry will be released? How can I live in this place without them? But today is also my son's birthday. He is 8 and beginning his difficult march. To him, the sky is welcoming the road straight. Far from my house, he will open his presents, a book, a Swiss Army knife, some music. Where is his manual of instructions? Where is his map showing the dark places and how to escape them? A poem by Stephen Dobbins, No Map, from Velocities, published by Penguin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by TIAA CREF, a global financial company dedicated to delivering financial outcomes that matter. TIAA CREF, created to serve, built to perform. Learn more at TIAA.org. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.